How often do you see second opinions where the first opinion said they need an AP resection and you think that they can be resected?
Well, I think certainly significant in my career. And I think that, again, is dependent on the experience of the surgeon and knowledge about what's going on in this day and age. I certainly, if I had an individual who was borderline for an abdominal perineal resection versus reconstitution of the bowel, would certainly offer that patient, especially in a male with a narrow pelvis, would offer that patient preoperative chemo radiation to try to downsize that lesion so I could get a very decent distal margin. But I have seen individuals throughout my career who come for a second opinion where they've been offered an abdominal perineal resection, and especially in this day and age with preoperative chemo radiation, I've offered them that and been able to salvage their sphincters.
Any technical caveats to the procedure you want to comment on?
Well, I think, and my surgical colleagues will laugh at this, it's a basic surgical principle, but certainly technically exposure is really the key. Whether you're doing lesions laparoscopically or open, exposure is really the key. And I think technically getting into the proper planes, like when you're doing a transrectal mesorectal excision, TME, getting into the proper plane, the avascular plane, to do these operations. So exposure and proper planes, especially with a total mesorectal excision, I think are real key in this disease in doing the proper operation and giving patients a good operation.
Same question as it relates to colectomy.
Yeah, I think, again, exposure is the key, making sure you go to the root of the mesentery, you get the lymph node draining areas, and no matter where that lesion is in the colon, making sure at the time of operation you do a good examination of that liver and of the other abdominal cavity sites to make sure there's no extra colonic disease in these patients. I think those are all very important.